With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. As Congress prepares to support the incoming agency set up to trim government waste, the Senate organizes a panel to help out. More info from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Caucus to support the work of co-chairs Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Now meet the MAHA caucus. Republican Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, Rick Scott of Florida, Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin have launched the efforts to champion Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s, quote, Make America Healthy Again agenda in the Senate. Politico reports the policy goals include promoting food and non-pharmaceutical interventions and encouraging agricultural practices that improve the nutritional value of food, as well as furthering efforts to research, prevent, and treat chronic diseases. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden making it official, the bald eagle, now the national bird of the United States. He signed a measure into law correcting what had long gone unnoticed. Also at srnnews.com, a lot of happy Navy families this Christmas. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains why.
Hundreds of sailors and their loved ones got an early Christmas present Monday morning when the USS Cole docked at its home port in Norfolk, Virginia, after 7 months at sea. The ship was greeted by family members bundled in coats and blankets. USS Cole Commander Matthew Falkenberry that it's not often that a ship returns to home port so close to the holidays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Census Bureau is getting some public feedback now on how it should tally responses from people into new race and ethnicity groups under the revision. Well, questions about race and ethnicity that previously were asked separately on forms will be combined now to a single question. This is SRN News. Well, a new poll looks at family and politics.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it charts the impact political polarization is having on relations between people who are related to one another. According to the study, 12% of all voters are cutting off certain family members over political disagreement. Democrats are much more likely to take such an action. Nearly one in four Democratic voters is cutting off a family member, compared to 5% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minneapolis has softened an ordinance that prohibited demonstration outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. City Council has quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities and agreed to pay the plaintiff's legal fees. Spokesman for Pro-Life Action Ministry says the decision amounts to an admission by the city the law violated the First Amendment. This is SRN News. Well, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper leaves his job next week after 8 years in office.
State law barred Cooper from seeking a third consecutive term. Now the 67-year-old Democrat must decide whether to run for the U.S. Senate in 2026. Cooper's national profile grew during this year's presidential campaign, launching him into the conversation as a potential running mate for Kamala Harris.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Cooper tells the Associated Press that he'll take some time to think about how he can best contribute to the things, quote, that I care about. The office of Texas Republican Representative Kay Granger says she is having unforeseen health challenges. It's not quite certain what health problems the 81-year-old has been having the past year. She has not been voting in the House since last summer. More details at srnnews.com.